Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company joins us now here on WHTC. Jan, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine and dandy.
As always.
Yes.
You brought me some peas this morning, and
yes.
I know that we talked about this once already. These suckers are pretty good.
Yes, yes, those are. Those are just snow peas. That's all they are.
These are the ones that you grew?
Yeah.
They're very impressive.
I picked a lot of those this morning. I'm just getting kind of sick of them, so I'm sharing them all now.
Well, I'm happy that, and I'm breaking a rule by eating on the air. I shouldn't be eating on the air. I won't chew into the microphone. I'm glad they're all for me. I mean, that's really nice, but like I said earlier, you brought me my mid-afternoon snack, so that's really kind of cool.
That's right.
Now, has Ken brought in his peas yet? Who's got better peas?
I do.
Oh, you do. Hands down.
Mine were earlier, but he did some different types of peas. I just did snow peas. He did some shell peas where you have to break them open. And,
I see.
Which is really way too much work for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. This is the way I've always seen people eat them, but I've always been taught just to eat these guys, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You didn't have to break them open to get to the seeds. So.
Yes, because those are flat. Those are meant to eat just like that.
Okay.
The shell peas, you can't eat the outside. It's so fibrous. You really can't digest that.
You need fiber in your diet, though.
That's way too much. That'd be like eating the box that came with your cereal inside. You don't need to do that. But, yeah, it's thankfully normally by June the peas are all done with and you've planted something else. Mine are almost done, my peas are. But, it's kind of nice to finally get them. The 80-degree weather won't like that anymore.
So this is the pea season is done.
It's about done, yeah. When you get that 80-degree weather, they don't have the little flowers on them because you need the flowers to form the little pods.
Yeah.
The flowers just drop off when it gets too hot. They like cooler weather.
Well, we got storms and rain expected this whole week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Thunderstorms the entire week until Friday from this point on. Luckily, we'll have rain, which is the most important part.
We do need some rain here. We are kind of a lack in that department. It's kind of odd to say after all that rain all winter long, but it's a little dry out there.
Well, it's crazy to think things would be dry after the mountains amount of snow that we received over the winter. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable that we could be dry already, but we are.
Of course, if you guys want to talk to Jan or if you have a question for our gardening expert, Jan Musin from DeBrine Seed Company, you can give us a call at 395-1450 and we'll put you on the air and have you asked Jan a question. Good morning. What's your name?
Julie.
Go ahead, Julie.
I have to ask her. My husband planted radishes. And we ate some, they looked beautiful, but they all started splitting. Is it too much water or what? Why would they do that?
Oh, they probably are getting a little bit too big, so just pick them a little bit younger.
Oh, okay, that happens when they get getting too big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, but radishes, are one of those crops that basically they're done within a month. So
yeah, well, they're all done now, but they were good.
That's fun to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, as long as you were talking about the snow peas, when you plant them, are you supposed to maybe put a string above them?
I do, only because otherwise they have a tendency to kind of grow into each other. So I have poles on either side of my row of peas, and then every 6 inches I have a string that goes up. And so that, therefore, my peas just go straight up. They don't kind of grow into each other, so it's so much easier to pick them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Julie. Appreciate the call. You also have your nice little handy-dandy,
my cheat sheet?
4 times a year.
Oh, newsletter.
Your newsletter.
Yes.
People await the arrival of this thing all the time. But I like the section where you've got all the meet the staff mugshot little cartoon characters, if you will.
I thought we did a pretty good job. My intern and I did that, yes.
I like Kenny's got gray hair.
Yes, but they're all little cricket players this year. We were going to do soccer, but we've done that already.
Hold on a second. Where are you? You're not
on
this.
I'm never in there.
You need to be in this.
I am never in there.
Why? You can't make it and not put yourself in there.
I'm never considered part of Meet the Employees because...
Everybody's already met you?
Everybody knows me, so I figure but I don't need to be in there.
That's like us talking about this morning show and not mentioning Gary's name. Like, oh yeah, it's just Dan and some guy who does the news that we won't talk about.
He's just there, No, Jan never puts herself in there. Except unless it's something really good, then I'll put myself in there.
But anyway, you've got some really cool stuff in this little newsletter about different things and questions. You answer people's questions in this?
Also, we kind of try to, again, the same thing we do on the air is answer what people come in the store and talk about. So we kind of cover that and we hope to be a humorous way because I enjoy doing the newsletter.
I also see you got a little bug cheat sheet that's appropriately named What's Been Bugging You. And
you bet.
I see that there's a spider and some different things, some nasty looking guys, box elder beetles.
You bet.
What are some of the nastiest grubs that we'll see? Because I just did a commercial that you'll hear in a minute that talked about grubs. What are some of the bad ones? I mean, all of these probably have their own issues, but what are some of the bad ones that will affect our lawn?
Some of the bad grubs that affect your lawn are the...
or garden, for that matter.
The Schaefer beetle really does a number on your lawns, and you'll really notice that in the fall. And people have a tendency to kind of ignore them because they're those little June bugs that come out and kind of buzz around you at night. They really don't do any damage when they're adults, so we kind of tend to forget about those as grubs. Japanese beetles actually do more harm when they're adults eating above the ground than when they're in the ground eating. Because they normally like to lay their eggs in well-irrigated soil. And even if they eat some of the roots of your grass, it really doesn't matter that much because it's well-irrigated and it's not a problem. But the European Schaefer grubs are a big problem.
Now, if people want to pick up this letter, they can go to the store if they don't get it already.
Yeah, we do carry extra ones at the store. There's always coupons in it.
Cool.
And it's only four times a year, so it isn't a lot.
It's a nice little light reading, you know.
It's a nice light reading, yes. And if you want to get on our mailing list, you can just call me or come in the store. Next time you come in the store, just give us your address and we'll just put you on the mailing list.
Jan Musen from DeBrine's joining us this morning. And... top thing that you have on your little cheat sheet is rabbits. What about the rabbits?
Rabbits. That's like 90% of the people are coming in going, I planted my beans, it just came up, and now they're all gone. Yes, the rabbits and the deer are out there thinking, how nice of you to plant this just for them to eat. So,
why, thank you, kind human.
Kind humans, thank you. I know Ken was putting up a fence last night around his garden.
What, did he have like an electric fence that would shock and kill on impact? I mean, I can just see Kent building like a moat and a drawbridge and
turrets. I think he'd had it with rabbits too. But a fence is probably your best bet. But if you can't do that, you know, the repellents, I mean, once they start coming out of the ground, spray them. It won't hurt the plants. It just makes it really so the rabbits and the deer won't want to eat that. And they'll also tell you to kind of vary the repellents that you use. I mean, if you've always used liquid fence, maybe this year you better do the animal repellent from Scott's. Vary it just so they don't get too used to one product.
Sure.
And go, hey, I know that. It's not that bad. And I really like this nice little bean plant. So,
and I'm going to suffer through whatever this is to get to it.
Yeah. And, you know, once your plants get a certain size and they're older, they don't seem to bother them as much. They're not that nice, tender green.
They like the youthful green.
They love it when it's just popping out of the ground and just nice and fresh.
See, that's the most frustrating thing is you're like, yay, it's growing. And
finally growing.
The rabbits come up and just destroy all your joy and happiness.
Especially after this winter and the spring that it's been so hard to get stuff out of the ground because it's been so cold. And now things are finally starting to grow. And, the mammals out there are just eating it right down. So,
yeah, more misery.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah.
What can we still plant right now?
Well, actually, you still can plant a lot of things. Beans, always people plant beans all the way through July. But cucumbers, squash, pumpkins, early season corn, radishes. If you want to do another crop of radishes, go ahead and do that. Carrots, some of the root vegetables like that could go in yet with no problem. Again, it's too late to do your peas, lettuce and spinach. If it's going to be 80 degrees, it'll come up. And what it does is it just goes to seed right away, and it makes it really, really bitter, and you won't like it. So wait until fall. Do a fall crop of those. And like broccoli, cauliflower, it's too late to do plants of those. But come the end of the month, first part of July, put seed in the ground of those sorts of things, and then you get a fall crop of them. That is a good thing.
Outstanding.
They like to, there are certain things that like to grow in cool weather and harvest in cool weather. And some things improve after being hit with just a light frost. So
really?
Yes. Hmm. Kale is one of those things. Brussels sprouts do well.
I was going to say, all that cool stuff is going away this week. It's pretty hot.
Yes,
this week.
Yes. It's too hot for a lot of that stuff. But you know, like tomatoes and peppers, this is their type of week with the hot weather.
Prime time tomato, you know.
Yes, and they love hot nights. The ones that we absolutely suffer through, that's what a lot of our garden just loves.
Sacrificing for you, Mr. Tomato.
That's right, you know. We do.
Still have a couple of minutes if you wanted to ask Jan a question this morning here on WHTC. She'll be back with Juke, like she normally does, at 10 o'clock.
I am?
You're not?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought you're on every Tuesday with Juke.
Well, I thought that ended last week, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't
the
know.
Magic of live radio.
See, yes, I don't know.
See,
maybe
here,
I am.
Here is
maybe
a,
I will
No,
be.
You're probably not. You're probably not. If it's not written up there, it's probably not. But I just assume that you usually were.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of people at physical therapy that were trying to get together to make me be on all year long on Juke.
Well, forget that. That's just more examples of me never knowing what I'm talking about. Good morning. What's your name?
Robert. I'm from Holland. I just have a question for her. Are
sure.
you going to bring hay back?
And I'm
going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, straw and hay, maybe this fall. It's really horrible to try store it in our warehouse in the summer. It
really?
Just does not work.
What about that controlled room that's always 65 or whatever, 60 degrees?
That is my seed room, and I am not putting straw and hay in there.
Why not? I
that's
I don't,
an expensive room to upkeep, so no, I am not putting straw in there.
Okay.
It's a good idea, but no.
your seeds are prima donnas. They really are.
They truly, truly are. And hay and straw would have a tendency that's an organic thing to actually heat up the area right around it. So you really don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yes. But so hopefully by this fall, when it weather cools down a little bit, it'll be better back there in the warehouse
All right.
for them.
Well, Jan won't be back this morning for Juke on Talk of the Town, but Jan will stick around a little bit longer this morning. And appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, it's been fun.